Hi, this is Scott Delosio, and this is Parasol Speedway Podcast number one for the 2017 season. Gonna go over a bunch of subjects, mostly about what's upcoming this year at Parasol Speedway in this podcast. This one, you're stuck just listening to me. Hopefully, we're going to do even more podcasts than we did in 2016. You're going to have a lot of different guests come in to talk to you. 2017 season, right around the corner. Like a little over 2 weeks away on March 4th. We're going to start off with the Sokola Shootout for the AMSOIL USAC CRA Sprint Cars. Now, before we talk about that actual event and the USAC CRA Sprint Cars at Parasol Speedway this season, I want to remind you, money-saving Parasol Speedway season tickets, they are on sale now. They're only on sale through March 1st. No season tickets will be sold after March 1st this year. It's a money saver. But if you don't want to shell out money for the season tickets at every single race throughout the 2017 season, we will have more than enough tickets for everybody at the front gate on race night. Talking about the season opener, by the way, you can order single event tickets online as well. And that number for single event tickets is 1-800-595-4849. Once again, single event tickets, it's 1-800-595-4849. We're going to give you a different telephone number in a little bit for the World of Outlaws show coming up on April 1st. And the reason it's different is it's a different promoter for that event. Now, if you want to order season tickets, just give the office a call. It's 951-940-0134. You want to order season tickets or get more information on them, it's 951-940-0134. If nobody is in, just leave your name and telephone number. Somebody will get back to you on your season tickets. Talked about the season opener, the Sokola Shootout for the AMSOIL USAC CRA Sprint Cars. That's on March 4th. The past young gun and senior sprints are also going to join in on that one. That race salutes past CRA car owner and longtime CRA and USAC official Gary Sokola, who unfortunately passed away several years ago. And it's one of the prestige events in the season for the USAC CRA Sprint Cars. And this year, it is the season opener for the series as well. Not only the pass opener, but the season opener. In the last few years, the series actually opened the season at Canyon Speedway Park over in Arizona. But this year, the USAC CRA season opener will be at Parasol Speedway on March 4th. And the Demon, Damian Gardner, who won his fourth USAC CRA title in a row last year, his fifth all-time. He also won the Oval Nationals to close the season. He's got to come in as the favorite to win the championship again. He's going to have to deal with Mike Spencer, another five-time champion. And those guys are going to have to deal with these great upcoming group of young drivers. It's not going to be easy for whoever wins that title this year, if it's Damian, Mike, or one of the young drivers. The competition is going to be stiff. You have Damian and Mike. Each of them won five championships so far. But then throw in kids like Richard Vanderweer, finished second in USAC CRA points last year. Richard was also third in the Oval Nationals. Brody Roa, fourth in the Oval Nationals, third in USAC CRA points. Jake Swanson, he finished fourth in the USAC CRA standings last year and won his first ever USAC CRA Sprint Car main event. Just finished fifth in the Chili Bowl, by the way. Austin Williams won his first two main events at Parasol Speedway. He's won USAC CRA main events before in the past at other racetracks. But last year, he won two main events at Parasol Speedway. That's just a handful of names, guys, who are going to be stiff competition for Damian Gardner and Mike Spencer this year. Now, Damian Gardner and Mike Spencer, if either of them win the USAC CRA title this year, that'll put them within one championship victory of the all-time record set by Ron Schumann, who had seven titles between SCRA and the original CRA circuit, which began in 1946 and has run every single season since 1946. So think about the history of that for a second. You got Mike Spencer and Damian Gardner, five championship wins each in the USAC CRA series. If they win one more, there'll be one behind Ronnie Schumann. You're going back 71 years. continuous 71 years. So those guys, big accomplishment for them. By the way, if Damian Gardner also wins a championship this year, he would tie Mike Spencer as being the only driver since 1946 on the West Coast Series. And we're talking, when I say the West Coast Series, I mean the original CRA, SCRA, and now USAC CRA. If Damian Gardner wins a title this year, it would be his fifth in a row. Only Mike Spencer has done that before in those 71 years. Young Guns and Seniors going to be back as well this year. Defending champions, Courtney Crone in the Young Guns, Eddie Tafoya in the Seniors. No, we're going to see Eddie back. Now, when I talked to Courtney's father back right after the season ended or right before the season ended, he said they're going to be doing a lot of pavement racing this year as she's trying to climb the ladder, get to the Indianapolis 500. So he didn't think they'd be regular competitors this year at the time. I haven't talked to him since. But he said if she does race this year, she will run with USAC CRA. And he did anticipate that she would run some sprint car races, but they would be with USAC CRA. I got a note from Matt McCarthy, who ran the Young Guns Series last year. Got a note from him on Instagram the other day, and he said he is going to try to run the full USAC CRA circuit this year as well. Another guy, interesting story, it's developing right now. Haven't heard from him in a couple weeks. Jeff Dyer, California Lightning Sprint Car regular, ran a few CRA races last year. He's going to graduate from the California Highway Patrol on Friday, March the 3rd. He wants to. He's trying to get a ride lined up for March 4th, the CRA opener. So you graduate from the Highway Patrol one night, and the next night he wants to jump in a full 410 sprint car and run the CRA opener at the pass. World of Outlaws are coming to town for one night only. It's your only chance to see the World of Outlaws this year in the greater Los Angeles and San Diego areas. That's going to be on April 1st. It's a SoCal Sprint Car Showdown with the USAC CRA Sprint Cars, World of Outlaws Sprint Cars, the past Young Guns, and Senior Sprints. Now, if you want to order tickets for that one, that's a different number than we gave you earlier. Is it a different promoter? We supply the track. We got a different promoter coming in. That number for World of Outlaw tickets is 1-844-347-8849. Once again, you want to order World of Outlaws advance tickets, 1-844-347-8849. That's the number to call. You can also order those tickets online at worldofoutlaws.com. The hot ticket on all of that is if you order World of Outlaw tickets in advance and order a reserved seat, you're going to get a free World of Outlaws fan pit pass as well. That puts you right up close to the World of Outlaw cars. You can take pictures, get autographs, meet the drivers, see the teams work in the heat of the action, but you have to buy an advance ticket, an advance reserve seat in advance to get that free World of Outlaws fan pit pass. Talking about the World of Outlaws, one of their regular drivers, Greg Wilson, the guy's been racing sprint cars forever. This is going to be his second full-time season running with the World of Outlaws. He's going to be at one of our fine sponsors' locations the day of the race at 1 p.m. in the afternoon. That's Bud's Tire Pros. And the location he's going to be at is 15967 Wood Road. It's in Riverside. The zip code, if you want to look it up on MapQuest, is 92508. Once again, Greg Wilson, World of Outlaws regular, is going to be at Bud's Tire Pros on April 1st at 1 p.m. at the Orange Crest location at 15967 Wood Road. It's in Riverside. The zip code to look it up with that address is 92508. Now, that's kind of cool enough. You're going to see his car up close. You're going to be able to get autographs. You're going to be able to meet him, take photos. In addition to that, this is really cool. Bud's is going to give away a free set of Hercules tires that day. Hercules Tires is Greg Wilson's sponsor on the World of Outlaws. Bud's Tire Pros is going to give away a free set of Hercules tires. Now, if you want to be eligible for that set of tires, very simple. Go to budstirepros.com on the internet and sign up for the Bud's Rewards program. It's right on the front page. You just scroll down. You see Bud's Rewards. Click on it. Sign up. You'll be eligible to win that free set of Hercules tires, which they're going to give away at 1:30 p.m. on April 1st at that location we told you in Orange Crest. They're also going to have some other stuff from Hercules Tires they're going to give away and some cool stuff from Bud's Tire Pros as well. Great place, great sponsor. We're glad they're part of the Paris Auto Speedway family. And be sure to visit their website, not only to try to win this free set of tires, but just check out the website. And it says Bud's Tire Pros. They can do anything you want on your automobile. They have all kinds of service, from tune-ups, oil changes, they replace your windshield. They will do anything on your car that you need. That's Bud's Tire Pros. Three locations in the Riverside area. Check them out, budstirepros.com on the internet. Pass Car Stock Car Series and IMCA Modifieds are going to make their debut for 2017. That's going to be on Saturday, March the 11th. Look for increasing fields this year, I think, on all classes, but I think the biggest one's going to be, once again, the Modifieds. And this year, the Super Stocks as well. Here, there's a few more Super Stock cars coming out this year. Modifieds, this will be the third straight season since we have switched back to the IMCA banner. It's paid off dividends. We've had more cars, and we've had cars from out of state show up more often, bigger fields, better drivers, and looking forward to seeing that. Now, a couple of the new names you're going to see in the Modifieds this year: past champion at Paris Auto Speedway, in fact, past two-time champion at Paris Auto Speedway, Ohio native Terry Hershberger, won the Super Stock title in 2003-2005. He bought a Modified. He should be ready to go on opening night. And a new guy by the name of Frank Politelli. Now, if you came to the first round of the Winter Heat Challenge Series, you saw Frank Politelli win one of the best Modified main events we ever had at Paris Auto Speedway. Huge field of cars, stacked field of cars, a lot of good guys. He won the main event. What makes it even more special? Frank Politelli, that was his first ever race in a Modified. He'd done some dwarf car racing, but that was his first race in a Modified, and look forward to seeing him back this year. Talked to him on the phone last week when he was calling in to inquire about whether we're going to get those last Winter Heat Challenge Series races in or not. We'll talk about more about that in a minute. Seems like a really nice guy, so we look forward to see him in action this year at Paris Auto Speedway. Night of Destruction, going to be back this year, and it's going to be the full field of destruction that you've all come to love and enjoy. Figure eight racing, figure eight trailer racing, demo cross, and spectator racing. And this year, adding a class. It's going to be, I got to try to read this right, it's going to be the Formula X Autocross and Cross Carts. I saw a demonstration of those out at the pass. It was back in November or December. These things are really quick little racing vehicles. A lot of the freestyle motocross guys are really into those. So you might see some of those guys out there racing on the Nights of Destruction. They're not a destruction class. They're going to race a little bit of a different course, but they're going to be out there. If you want to see those videos, go to our Paris Auto Speedway page on Facebook and check it out. Big news for the Night of Destructions. This year, one of their shows is going to be the biggest show of the year annually at Paris Auto Speedway. That is the July 1st Night of Destruction this year, along with the biggest and best fireworks show in Riverside County. So make your plans to see the Night of Destruction. If you've never seen Night of Destruction, we started this like 7 years ago. First night we had 10 or 12 cars for three classes. And in the press box before the show, I looked at Don Kazarian. He looked at me and it's like, oh man, we're in trouble. We had a good sized crowd. We thought we were going to be so short of cars, the crowd was going to hate it. The crowd went absolutely crazy. Ever since then, we've had more cars, more fans. It gets more spectacular every single year. 2017 is going to be the same. Make your plans to be out for the Nights of Destruction at Paris Auto Speedway. Now, speaking about Nights of Destruction, big thank you to the Orange Show Speedway in San Bernardino and the Barona Speedway as well. They run like events like Night of Destruction, and they went out of their way to make sure that they're not clashing with any of the dates at Paris Auto Speedway this year. So when you have a chance, you know, check out, when you're not coming to Paris Auto Speedway, of course, or we're dark on a night, check out their schedule. That's the Orange Show Speedway and the Barona Speedway. They went out of their way to make sure there was no clashes between our Nights of Destructions and their figure eight races. And really, you know, I wish all tracks in the area could grasp that concept. Some of them can't figure it out. And when they can't figure it out, all it does is hurt the competitors and the spectators, but that's not Barona and Orange Show. They went out of their way to not get on our dates, and it's going to benefit all the racetracks. By the way, Barona Raceway this year, Barona runs every other Saturday night, so they're kind of locked in on that schedule. This year, there's only going to be four clashes on the pass car nights with Barona, so that's going to allow a lot of our cars to go down and run Barona when they want, and a lot of the Barona cars that come up and run with us when they want to run as well. Slight mention of the Winter Heat Challenge Series a few moments ago. More appropriately, it should have been named the Winter Heat Rain Series. Five race series, four of the five races got rained out this year. Last year, when we named it after rain, the El Nino Winter Challenge Series, only one got rained out. This year, it was just like, if it was going to be a race weekend, we were going to get rained on. And actually, almost every time, the next weekend was fine. This week, we got rained out last week because it rained hard overnight on Saturday and really just made a quagmire. Actually, on Friday, it rained hard overnight and rained a lot of the day Saturday, made a quagmire of the pit area. That's why we couldn't race. This week, it's supposed to rain as well when we have nothing going on at the pass race-wise. So we ran that series. One race got in, so the champions off one race, we talked about him earlier, Frank Politelli in the Modifieds. Fred Estrada, who I was told, I think, won his first main event in over 25 years. He'd be the champion of the Superstocks. Kenny Mann, nice guy coming back after some illness kept him out of racing. He would be the champion in the Street Stocks. And the cool 14-year-old out of Norco for the second year in a row, Alyssa Smith, the champion in the American Factory Stocks. Normally at Paris Auto Speedway, before the regular season gets started, we always had a preseason practice session. Due to some things going on this year, busy schedules by some of the staff, we're not going to have that preseason practice session. However, it's going to be a practice the week before the season over. It's being put on by Professional Racers Emporium. That practice session is going to be on February 26th. It's from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's for all cars. So if you would like to get in some preseason practice, that number to call is 951-295-2997. Once again, that number for the PRE practice on February 26th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Want to make reservations or get more information, call 951-295-2997. They're going to have tires, they'll have race gasoline and race fuel available at that practice, and we want to thank them for doing that. Now, if you want to do some private testing, remember the pass is always available for private testing and practice. For more information on that or for reservations, that number to call is 951-940-0134, or you can send an email to passaquaman@aol.com. For private testing and practice, once again, that number, 951-940-0134, or email passaquaman@aol.com. If you would like or you're interested in billboard or event advertising for the season, please call the pass office and ask for Charlie Watson. The number, once again, is 951-940-0134. I don't know how many times I've given you that telephone number throughout this podcast. We're going to do it again right now. Season tickets are available at that same number, 951-940-0134. You can only purchase season tickets up until March 1st. That's the drop-dead day. No season tickets will be sold after March 1st. Telephone number for that one again, 951-940-0134. Individual tickets for all pass events except the World of Outlaws, they're available at 1-800-595-4849. Once again, that number is 1-800-595-4849. You can also get individual tickets from the pass website. By the way, the beautiful newly designed pass website designed by Lance Jennings. Check it out if you haven't seen it. A lot cooler than our old website. Lots of cool information on there. A lot more photos. It's really nice. Go on there for single event tickets. Click on the ticket icon. That's parasautospeedway.com. You can also get single event tickets at tix.com. Online, once again, single event tickets, ParisAutoSpeedway.com or TIX.com. Here's another telephone number for you. We gave it to you earlier. World of Outlaws tickets, a SoCal showdown, April 1st. The only time you're going to see the World of Outlaws at Parasol Speedway this year. The telephone number is 1-844-347-8849. Once again, that telephone number, 1-844-347-8849. You can also order World of Outlaws advance tickets at the worldofoutlaws.com website. And as I told you earlier, get a reserved seat in advance and you're going to get a free fan pit pass. That's going to wrap it up for podcast number one for the 2017 season. My name's Scott Delosio. Look so forward to seeing you at Parasol Speedway for our 22nd season. That is so hard to believe. We're getting up into Ascot numbers now. Ascot was there 32 or 33 years. This is our 22nd season at Parasol Speedway. Season opener, it's going to be March 4th. AMSOIL USAC CRA Sprint Cars pass Young Gun and Senior Sprints in the Sokola Shootout. Pass Car and IMCA Modified Season Opener, Saturday, March 11th. Night of Destruction number 1, March 18th. World of Outlaws, April 1st. It's going to be a great season. We look forward to seeing you at Paris Auto Speedway.